All right, guys, welcome back to Fanatics here on 1460 KXNO. It's our weekly conversation with Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. Iowa State had a nice workmanlike win over Akron. Is that an accurate way to describe what happened last weekend, Coach?
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably the perfect way to describe it. I thought it was methodical. I thought it was kind of, you know, we did what we were supposed to do when we were supposed to do it, and I thought that part was really positive from our kids. And I thought our kids handled, you know, a lot of the events, the day, and I thought they handled it with great class, and I thought they played with great effort and intensity. And there's still some things that obviously we need to work on, and that those showed up throughout the football game. But I thought the how was really impressive, and I was really proud of our kids' effort.
I'm fascinated by Saturday's game at TCU. Last year, I felt like we all came into that game knowing a little bit what to expect because TCU's defense was playing so well. You guys were coming off the Oklahoma win, but still had a new quarterback, and nobody thought that that could be a lights out, you know, good old fashioned Big 12 shootout. I'm really interested in this week's game. Just basically, we saw what your offense was capable of against Oklahoma 2 weeks ago. Their offense, when it's clicking, is really, really good. They've got an explosive quarterback. However, it's still a Gary Patterson defense. And you guys, I think, have a top two or three defense in the Big 12. I mean, stylistically, what are you expecting on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I think it's certainly a unique matchup. You know, I think it's certainly a matchup where the three things that are going to be critical. Number one, you know, defensively of who can win situational football. I think number two, the ability to win in the turnover margin is going to be really big in this football game. And then I think number three is who can establish a running game. And I think those areas are going to be absolutely critical to whomever wins the game. They'll win in those margins, and I think those will be really important.
People are always trying to compare you to other coaches. You get tossed around with, oh, it's Snyder, you know, Snyder ball, stuff like that. I think that you're a lot like Gary Patterson in a weird way. That one never gets tossed around, but I've talked enough football with you. I feel like your philosophy is right on par with Gary Patterson. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think, number one, I've got a lot of respect for Coach Patterson and how, number one, he's built the program. Number two, I think how involved that he has stayed in the day-to-day operation of the football game. And those are things that are my passion, too. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think there are certainly some similarities and parallels to everything that's going on within the program of staying involved in that aspect of it. But, you know, a lot of respect for what he's done and certainly been able to accomplish. And, you know, his team, you kind of know what you're going to get. You're going to get a team that's going to play really detailed, really sound, and they're going to play really hard for 60 minutes.
And it's a developmental program, too. If you look at recruiting rankings, it's not like they're in the top 10 every year. How about you've been at a mid-major. How difficult would that be to go from the Mountain West to the Big 12? And they really only had like a year where they dropped off.
Yeah, I think what he's done and how he's done it has been really impressive. Now, I think being in the Metroplex a little bit with certainly some of the talent that exists down there, he's done a great job of, you know, being able to, I think, really develop that and develop his niche down there in terms of recruiting. But how he's been able to do it in sustained consistency has been really impressive. And I think he certainly goes down in our game right now as one of the great coaches of building a program, staying and doing something the right way, and it's been impressive to watch.
A couple guys who stood out on Saturday. The one to me, and he just pops every week, is Greg Eisworth. It's strong safety. You tried telling me before the season he was going to be really good. He has been. Has he been about on par with what you thought, or has he exceeded your expectations?
Well, I think, you know, you and I talk about this a lot. Until the lights come on, those expectations of what you think you see, you never want to be, you know, too demonstrative about it, because you want to wait and see when the lights come on, do you really live up to what you've seen with your eyes? But, you know, Greg's a guy that had an unbelievable spring for us. He had a great fall camp. His work ethic is on par with all the great ones in our football program right now. And, you know, I think what's really fun to watch him is you see him even getting better week in and week out right now. He's a better football player today than he was at the start of the football season, and that's exciting to me. You know, anytime a guy that can put all the work ethic that he puts into the game and equally match his talent, usually the product is going to be really good, and Greg's certainly putting a great product out there.
Another guy who kind of stood out to me on Saturday was Kenne Nwangu, a kick return, mainly because I'm still questioning this new kickoff return rule. It's really interesting to watch how different coaches are using it differently this year. He's such a threat back there. How do you as a coach have him be smart but still not take away one of the best weapons that you have on your team?
Yeah, I think it's every week is a little bit different in how we you know, put parameters around Kenne of what we're trying to get accomplished or what we want to get done. But you're right. To me, the first play of offensive football right now is kickoff return, because you have a guy like Kenne back there, and now you got Johnny back there with him, and you got two guys that you really believe in with the ball in their hand. So, you know, I think from our end of it, it's something that we put a lot of time and effort into, and going into each game, there is a plan on how each kick return, really each return throughout the game, is going to get called, and, you know, what percentage that we would bring that ball out, it doesn't really look like.
Elsewhere, Zeb Nolan, you asked him to do different things, I thought, on Saturday. He was more in a game manager type of role. How did you think that he did?
Yeah, I was really proud of Zeb. You know, I thought from my end of it, one of the best games completely that he's played since he's been here. You know, there was opportunities where he could have pressed and tried to do some things that maybe were out of the realm of what we were asking to do, and he didn't. He stayed the course throughout the game. I thought he really stepped up in some critical situations, made some big time throws, and really just proud of how he was distributing the football. You see his completion percentage right now, what he's doing in that aspect of it, as well as getting the ball and distributing it to the playmakers in our program. It's been really fun to watch him.
Another young kid was laying the running back. He got in and took advantage of his one carry. Did he get one or two carries? Whatever. He certainly looked the part. Yeah. David is clearly your guy, but that had to be good, I would think, as a coach to see Johnny take advantage of that shot.
You know, I think we're continuing to find ways to involve that running back room. You know, Kenne obviously gets some opportunities in the running back world as well as on kickoff return, but Johnny is one of those dynamic players in our football program that we're still trying to continue to find a niche for and a role. And, you know, I think that those carries at running back are hard to come by right now. And, you know, what you do with those carries certainly helps to elevate your status of, do you get more? And Johnny's a guy that you leave Saturday with and say, man, this guy's ready to maybe carry a little bit more load on his plate right now. But really excited about him starting on all special teams for us as well. And, you know, did a great job in terms of special teams for us as well.
Final question. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your Cleveland Browns. Picked up the big win. Baker goes out there, leads him back.
Yeah.
Cool to see the Big 12 guy, and then Pat Mahomes as well. It's been really fun to watch him. But how was Thursday night for the office here watching the Browns?
You know, it's been a powerful week here for Skip and I. You know, number one, it was great. As a matter of fact, you know, until you text me, you know, I turned the game on, and then I couldn't go to bed Thursday night. I was so excited. So, you know, it's fun to watch. Obviously, fun to watch Big 12 products having success. But you know, that city and watching Baker come into that game and the electricity that he brought to it, it's fun to watch. And I love watching competitors, guys that know what it takes to be successful, go in and have success, and he's doing it right now.
Well, unfortunately for me, I was telling my wife this, big Vikings fan obviously, but now I'm glued to the Browns and also the Chiefs, because I love Patrick Mahomes. I think he played his first real football here at Iowa State because somebody got hurt and he had to like come in or something like that. But man, it's fun to watch those guys out there.
Well, you know, it's fun to watch them, and the reality is you got to play against those guys some days.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother ball game. But you know, those two, playing against them, competing against them, watching those guys play at a high rate, you know, you have the utmost respect for, and it is fun to go watch them now and play at the highest level of football and watch them have elite success.
You guys are going to win two in a row. You're going to go on the road and win at Oakland on Sunday. I'm telling you that. I'm calling my shot right now. Browns two wins in a row.
Well, I think if that happens, and you know, this will be the happening place over here, and we'll take you on the Browns bandwagon, Chris. So you're more than welcome to come on with us.
After what the Vikings did on Sunday, I'm tempted. Trust me, Coach. Thanks. Best of luck on Saturday.
All right. Thanks for having me. Go Cyclones.
All right. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. We'll be back with more after this on 1460 KXNO.